I personally want people to remember that you live next to other people. I don't know anyone else in my apartment building. This drives me nuts. I want to have an excuse to knock on a neighbor's door and say, we're having a dinner party. I know you, I don't know you, but I would love it if you would come.
That's kind of the other thing I was thinking about with service, is it's like a field trip.
Mm-hmm. Seattle Park Camp is this Saturday and Sunday. Cool. We should say something.
Okay.
What is Seattle Park Camp? It's a gathering, I guess, 100-150. It's mostly software side, tends to be, but it'll be makers.
I like the emphasis you placed earlier on sustainability. I think a big part of what making is about is do it yourself and prepare it yourself. So just because it breaks doesn't mean you have to toss it and buy a new one. Education about that, but if you just figure out what's going on, chances are you can fix it, as opposed to, oh, I have no idea, I just have to go out.
Taking away helplessness.
Modeling for the community, or inspiring. Because a lot of people won't even think about the possibility of something like this existing. And when you can see the vision working, that's, even if someone never comes into the community, if that inspires them to take a step toward working on one of their goals that they wouldn't have otherwise, because they say, oh, it is possible, then I think that's accomplished something in the Oswani things for the community.
One thing that, I mean, this might be like a project that I do, but one of the things I've always wanted to see is a map of all the different groups in Seattle that want to be known, that want to be publicly seen. You know, giant, I can imagine a wall covered with, you know, Seattle, at least, you know, the mental space of Seattle with all the different groups and what they're doing and who they have tied with. You know, that would be cool.
The resource idea, or the idea.
I envision a lot of outreach. I envision a lot of us going out to a lot of groups and saying, you know, we have this space. Could you use it? I would like to see that.
Mm-hmm. And even just getting them in there to do a meeting will encourage them to be around in other ways.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of groups that are dying to find a space. They don't have any space.
Okay, I think this is a good start. Is anyone
there's something I'd like to discuss, and maybe this is not the correct meeting for it, but do we have like a list of what disciplines should be supported by the space? I mean, you mentioned electronics and stonework.
You can see it as an invite list rather than, this is explicitly
what it must be.
I think that's going to get into actual setup and seeing how much space is available.
Right.
And I think just when we start on this, it's going to be based more on the individuals that are willing to give that much time and energy, regardless of what their discipline is, or disciplines are. And I think even that will set a good precedent of, it doesn't matter what you do, we'll be happy to have you here, as long as you care about it. I think that it would be ideal if we could handpick what sorts of disciplines to have, but I think even that would, I would take away from the organic nature that I'm looking for.
Well, what I mean is, maybe this is too practical and just to be safe for the logistics meeting, but you said at a previous meeting it was decided that you definitely wanted to have a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we have some photographers in the group. Does anyone still use a dark room anymore?
No, I don't think.
Okay.
I'm sure people do, but I don't know.
We don't anticipate that. So
right.
that's. Yeah. I mean, is that just an absurd question?
No, that's just the way you said it.
I mean, I know that. Because I honestly don't know.
Yeah, anybody who asks for one will be locked in a room with Photoshop for 6 hours. Don't worry about it.
Because I know there are filmmakers who say that they'll shoot on film until they close the last lap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a certain allure to that, and if we get into it, then I'm sure we can figure out something. I mean, even that's... A dark room is just a room
just
that has
room
proper ventilation
it, yeah.
to vent the chemicals
right.
and sinks and a counter to put all your chemicals on
and a funky light bulb.
Yeah, and a red light. And so you can split that space. I mean, I've seen dark rooms that were built into bathrooms.
Okay.
It's completely feasible.
Can I throw out there something on your dividing into specializations? Part of this feels like we're creating a village, and we would really like to have a butcher and a baker and a candlestick maker, you know, all the little things that you do. And I just want to make sure that passionate generalists like me are valued equally with people who have certain niches that, oh, hey, we would love to have a mason here. Not that kind.
No.
Sorry, Perry gave me the joke.
Yeah.
Well, and that brings up another kind of key objective, I think, for us to talk about, and that is really what we're doing, and just building off of the village idea, is making sure that when the zombie apocalypse happens, we are surrounded by the best possible people to be able to surround it,
also
to survive it. 100%.
Can
that go in the mission statement?
Yeah.
I think it can.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in.
That'll be the mission statement. We want to survive the
zombie
apocalypse.
What can you contribute?
Yeah.
That'll be a good way to... Whatever eloquent statement we end up doing, which I'll need help with because I'm not a wordsmith when it comes to writing on paper, but that will definitely be after the eloquent thing. So basically, zombie.
In summation.
Exactly.
I want to read something here that it's from the business plan for the film, and it's talking about and trying to define fandom because that's kind of it's the key way I'm expressing a particular notion to potential investors, but I don't think fandom is the right word. And I think you'll get my point as I reach the end here. Fandom, which is composed of numerous affiliated niche markets, including dedicated passionate fans and consumers and creators of computer games, role-playing games and board games, science fiction, fantasy, alternate history, and horror, books, movies, TV shows, and comic books, and makers and participants in movies and hobbies, including historical reenactors, steampunk, cosplay, Society for Creative Anachronism, makers, fan films and fan fiction, open source software development, parkour, and circus and burlesque enthusiasts. In the case of every one of these niche offshoots of fandom, the unifying element is that the fans are active, engaged consumers of what they love. Fans reflect their fandom through creative expression, evangelism, and building communities to share their interests.
I think that's just subculture.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fandom, I think it's subculture.
The point, I'm using fandom because I want them to say, that's an interesting word, do a Google search on it and realize how many people it encompasses.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's subculture, and it's a subculture that's centered around active creation and involvement. It's not just, hey, I'm going to sit back on the couch and watch Serenity. It's, I'm going to get together with my friends, toss some brown coats on, and go to a convention.
Yeah, there's
it's
still
willing to overcome a basic hump of inertia.
Do you meet up at Joann Fabrics or Hot Topic sort of thing?
Yeah.
And either...
Joann Fabrics.
Exactly.
But both groups are making and creating and building community. If they're meeting up there.
It's too big time. It's very nice.
It's very pretty.
It's too big time.
I think the overall goal that I see here is building in the same way that steampunk initially started being about making things, and then has kind of evolved into being about an aesthetic, and the original members of steampunk are kind of pissed off because it's supposed to be about making your own clothes, not dropping $400 on a vest that looks like somebody made it. That was a good start, and we can learn from that. I think it's good to create a subculture around creation.
Skirt posers.
In that if you...
Those who purely consume without...
Right.
These are our customers.
Right.
Yeah, but...
But we're not, it's not necessarily going to help our work to be inviting the customers in to hang out and be fans. If there's a hierarchy of creative adulation in place, that's not going to help the process of making space where everybody can feel free to create and interact.
No, it's fine. This is good. It's good.
I'm gonna divert for just a moment there, just trying to kind of build off of that idea that you're talking about. With going to conventions just for a few weekends out of the year, where I put on a shirt and all of a sudden I'm transformed from ordinary guy on the street to being the guy who everyone wants to tell about for multiple hours about their totally unique dark elf character with the scimitars, right? No, seriously, he's totally different, and here's why.
Yeah.
You want to see the character sheet? Making that transition from operating on a creative equal basis to suddenly there's this fanish response going on defeats the ability to make those creative connections because there's a disbalance that is created. Because when you're being treated like that, you throw up walls. Because it's really scary to have someone talk to you like you're their best friend. You've never seen them before in your life. Because maybe you made something that spoke to them and they think, oh, he understands me. So when I was 13 and I was having issues with masturbation, like chronic masturbation, I mean, you get shit like that.
I think the core is having it be makers versus artists and non-artists. Like, just, are you concerned that it's going to be sort of a...
I'm reflecting on what Willow was talking about with how the steampunk has changed from being about making to an aesthetic, and about creating a space where it's safe to be really good at what you're doing without having to worry about people putting you on a pedestal.
But also...
Worrying about what?
Without having to worry about being put on a pedestal.
I am more concerned about not being good at something and having a space to learn it anyway. One of the coolest things I've ever been to was at the end of the Draelian run, Cirque du Soleil, that traveled around. Was Draelian, their last night in the States was the same as the last night of the Lion King in St. Louis. And so both groups rented out a club, and like, there were reasons why I was there. And the people in the circus performed things that they had been learning. Not what they were paid a lot of money to do in front of a lot of people because they did it so perfectly that it made people cry, but you had the acrobats juggling,
right,
and you had the trapeze artists singing, kind of not so good, but you know, that was what they were passionate about. And so I want people to not be scared of trying something. And if that means doing something even though you're good at it, That's another thing that I've experienced in parkour, is that after I'm not good at parkour yet. I have a long way to go, but I'm still, I have more experience than a lot of the people coming in. And so part of why I like parkour is that it's okay for me to try and fail at something in front of the newbies.
Right.
Because part of it is still overcoming. Whereas in other situations, it's like, I can't try anything new because people are expecting me so thoroughly to do well at whatever I do that I can't do anything new, ever. Unless
I'm a safe to fail place.
Yes.
Yeah, and I really want a safe to not know place.
Yes.
In the same way. Not so much in terms of creating, I can make, and it just, if it doesn't work out, I'll fix it, and I'm very confident, but when it comes to expertise, particularly with things technological, I really like it to have it be encouraged, like, I don't know what the crap this is, does anybody know what this is, and have it not be, oh,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. How many hips does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Yeah.
What, you don't already know? So, I'm going to kind of hack through these notes really quick to give a summation, and then if there are any additions on to that, and then we can GTFO. Sound good?
Mm-hmm. Wait, what's this last phrase?
GTFO.
We didn't come up with a mission, but okay.
Okay, so we have members should expect from, what members should expect from the group, what they should provide for each other, and what the group should provide for the community. We want something that you can be a part of, but you have to have something there. So inviting, but also substantial, or substantive, I guess, in that case. Encourage people to participate rather than ostracizing them for not participating. Let's see. We are looking for participation in creation, the idea of overcoming obstacles, the flow between ideas slash the idea of cross-contamination. Constantly asking ourselves what is working and what is causing enthusiasm. Encouraging resource sharing and tutoring, not just giving, but also being okay with asking for something that you need. Networking for problem solving, encouraging self-sufficiency through art. So it's our last moments of, or our last few statements of, it's safe to fail, it's safe to not know, it's also safe to succeed. It's just safe. It's okay. Which I think is going to be difficult to do. It sounds great to say, but it's going to be something that we're constantly reminding ourselves to do. Because I have high standards, and I definitely do it to myself, and I know I do it to other people.
There's two rules at parkour, and they're principles. They're not rules, but they're principles. Two of them are. One's make it safe. The second one is make it safer.
Yeah. And I mean, any where productivity and snark go hand in hand, it's just a visitor. But I like make it safer. That's good.
Sustainability. Mutual respect. We went off on a bit of a tangent about logistics, which I think is fine because we'll have that for later. Having a huge space is an objective, not a starting point, which I'm going to have to constantly be reminding myself of as well. So we talked about what we want as individuals and what we want in theory as well. What we want for the community. And creating a village with specialists, but also in need of passionate generalists. Surviving the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, I would add, it would be nice to, I guess this is part of what works, but it would be nice to have something where people who come in and are just really inspired by the space, but they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some way, we should try and figure out ways to help them, you know, like, okay, well, which of these art materials, like, feels most like yourself, or, you know, try these, maybe, like, some little pen.
That's kind of the studio model.
there's one other piece that I actually do defer to you. I think I was wrong and you were right on, but I want to bring it up just as a process of communication best practices, where we had, where I brought up the notion of there should always be a wait list. And you convinced me, but it felt like it's important then to resolve that point has then been taken off the table.
Okay.
As opposed to, well, we kind of move on and then it doesn't get mentioned again. And just building in a process of resolving when ideas do and don't work,
uh-huh.
and acknowledging that they took place.
Yeah.
So.
At the same time, I would say that what works is a function of internal and external forces.
Right.
And things can change, and so 2 years later, something that didn't work before might work.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute.
it's just more about saying, having a process to say, okay, that was a cool idea for brainstorming, I think that doesn't fit in, as opposed to the idea disappeared.
It's the
ability to put an idea to bed.
Yeah.
I like that.
Cool, we good?
Mm-hmm. One more thing.
Yes.
What action items do we have to ensure that these notes then go through the process of turning into a mission statement?
That's a good question. I am not good at mission statements. Yeah, sure, you are. I tell you what, I'm going to put this on the wiki. And then I will start a thread in the forum to discuss the mission statement. And I like the idea of doing this in public and failing a few times and showing that we're okay with that.
Fail often.
Yes.
The wiki has edit history, so we can always look at old drafts.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Well, but on the forum, we'll be able to see the thread. Too.
Sure.
Cool.
Google Wave.
When it happens.
I know. And do we have...